Well, we're going to do our normal practice schedule that we normally do. Marvin's schedule is very similar to ours, not exactly like ours, so they're accustomed to having that type of practice. But we want to get an opportunity to work and practice against other guys that we don't line up and practice against every day. And I think it'll be good for both teams. It gives us an opportunity to do evaluations in a practice setting against different players. We've been going since May at working against each other, and I think we kind of know the nuances of the guys we're lining up against. So it'll give us an opportunity before we play the game to do it in a practice setting and evaluate the young guys especially.
How did it go hashing out how it would go with Marvin over the summer?
We talk all the time. Went very, very well. We've got a plan. I think you'll see it'll look just like a normal Falcons practice in terms of the pacing and what we'll do. We'll just be doing it on two fields. The offense will be on one field. The defense will be on the other. And it is going to be a practice, a practice pace. We're not out here scrimmaging. We're going to be working against one another. And their practice pace is very similar to our practice pace. So we'll go through that tomorrow in pads and on Tuesday in shells.
Was that HBO here? Did y'all have to come up with any rules for engagement with that?
We've talked about how we're going to practice, and how we want to have the flow of it go, and obviously we talked about the sanctity of certain things that are run and shown. And I know that we've had that conversation. I don't think there'll be anything out there that wouldn't be shown any other week.
Anything stand out in today's practice?
Excuse me?
They don't get to mic up Asante.
We will not have any of our players mic'd. Okay. This show is about the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're here this week to play us and to work against us.
Anything stand out in today's practice in particular?
I thought that the guys came back from a day off and competed, worked hard. We didn't come out in full pads, as you saw. It was a shells practice. We didn't do any 9-on-7, so they worked hard on Friday night, and there was some contact, and we got some guys that aren't necessarily on the injury report, but they are bumped and bruised up, so we wanted to, ease back into it, because tomorrow will be a padded practice that will go upwards of 2 hours and 20 minutes.
When you scrimmage against another team, what particularly are you looking for, other than getting a chance to hit somebody else?
Well, again, it's a practice. We're going to be practicing mm-hmm. against one another, and we want the flow of the practice and the tempo of the practice to be the way that we do it and the way that they do it. And that's one of the things that Marvin and I have talked about is the tempo, not only the way we're going to practice, but the tempo. And guys naturally are going to be anxious because they're going against someone new. But I'm sure that they'll be very, they'll be very competitive, fun practices, great evaluation process for the coaching staff and the scouting staff, to not only look at our players, but to look at other players and compare them to other guys in the league.